Let's get into the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Genesis chapter 3, first book of the Bible. Amen. Make it easy for everybody to find. Genesis chapter 3. Version, and there's no outline to see, so you're depending on what version you read for, it may be a little different, but the basics are the same. Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, have God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves lawn coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and thus you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." Verse 20. Now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothing. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Notice especially verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Big mistake. And what I want to talk about today. Big mistake. She gave the woman, and then she gave to her husband, and he ate. Big mistake. Amen. Amen. Let's look at this thing. Now, you may need to read that whole third chapter. Listen. I know it's Children's Youth Day, and I'm talking a little bit to them. Especially some of the older teens, and all of you have part in this, amen. This month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Amen. I always say there's no excuse for abuse. Amen. So we're going to touch on that too, even in our Children's Youth Sermon today. So, like I said, it's more for the older, but we're going to have a little something there for the younger children also. Amen. So let's get started in the Word of God. When we look at this, it was mistakes that added up to a big mistake. I'm going to look at some of the mistakes that were made that made this what I would call a big mistake. It begins with, if you look at those first two chapters, man, God had created man and put him in the garden. Man was living in paradise. He was living in the perfect blessings of God. Uh-huh. Even though man had the occupation of dressing with God, it was very easy because the garden was so fruitful and beautiful and wonderful. It was as good as it gets. Yes, they were living in the Hebrew shalom. They were living in peace, but and they had a sense of well-being way beyond what we could imagine.
Yeah.
Everything is just great because they experience on a daily basis the presence of God with them.
Yeah.
And it seems that when we read the story, even his presence was maybe even manifested physically as he walked through the garden. Yes. Amen. They were able to have fellowship in the presence of the God. Yes. Every day. It was just, everything was just perfect. It was a paradise.
Yes, yes.
But then he enters a strange creature. Mm-hmm. A serpent.
Come on.
Yeah. Something was strange about this serpent because he was a talking serpent. Now,
yeah.
I know I got some, I have some college students in here. Yeah. You've been to college, and, got some schooling, and it's going to be hard for you to deal with this, a talking serpent.
Okay.
But my God is so great.
Thank God.
Amen.
I can kind of deal. Called Jesus, amen. Amen. Paul all kind of backs it up. And the serpent is really not a serpent.
Right.
It's really not a serpent. The serpent is actually the fallen angel. The Lucifer, who was the top angel in heaven, and he fell.
Right.
Satan is what they call it, man. You will find in verse Revelation, let me give you that verse just in case. 12 and 9 says, the great dragon was hurled down, that the ancient serpent called the devil, Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to earth and his angels with him.
Right.
Yeah. Satan, the archangel, the highest angel in heaven, kind of got beside himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to put his throne next to God's throne.
Yeah.
And God had to kick him out of heaven. And a third of the angels of heaven came with him. And in this story, he assumes the characterization of the manifestation as a serpent.
Yeah.
And he talks to to eat.
Now, the first mistake, that was made is, because most of the time, a mistake comes from something being mistook. Y'all got it? When you, sometimes when something is mistook, it ends up being a mistake. She, Eve mistook her adversary for her adversary.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
An adversary is somebody that's against you.
Yeah, right.
Somebody that don't mean you well. It's your enemy.
Yeah, right.
That's an adversary. An advocate is somebody that's behind you, support you, your teammate, somebody on your side.
Right.
He mistook her adversary. And thought her adversary was actually her advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can understand why she would make that have that judgment. Because it says certain, the serpent who was actually Satan come in serpent form, he was crafty.
Right. Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Deception is his business.
Yeah.
He deceived her, and she thought that Satan, the enemy, was her friend,
yeah.
And he was really her enemy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She thought the bully was her buddy.
Yeah. That's good. Make a claim,
Pastor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You got to be careful sometimes. Because sometimes the person that you think is your buddy is a bully.
Right. Right.
The person you think is your friend is your foe.
Right.
The person you think is for you is actually against you.
Yes,
that's real.
And he began to talk to her and he questions the word of God. He said, now, did you say that God told you not to eat? Oh, certain tree. He said, yeah, he said we need all the tree. But one tree.
Yes, sir.
He had one prohibition.
Right.
Don't eat of the tree.
Yes.
In the middle of the book.
Right.
That's what we call the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Remember, God had created them and they're in paradise. And God would He would love for them to stay in paradise.
Yes, yes.
That's what He wanted. He'll love for them. And see, all they knew up to now was good.
Right.
Y'all with me?
Right.
All they knew good. Because
yes.
God was good, the garden was good,
yeah.
Everything was good, it was all good because it was all God. Everything that they know is
good.
But see, they had one prohibition. And if they violated that prohibition, it would be evil because it would be treason against the creator of the universe.
Yes, sir.
So to violate what the creator of the universe would say would allow them not only to know good, but then they would know good and evil.
Yeah, for sure,
And he said, now you'll be like God. You'll know good and evil. But see, God knows good and evil a different way than Adam and Eve ended up knowing good and evil. God knows good and evil because God is omniscient. And He knows everything. It doesn't mean that God has ever experienced evil or been a part of evil. For there's no darkness in him. He doesn't know it experientially. But see, the way Adam and Eve got to know evil is because they experienced it when they violated God's prohibition.
Yeah.
Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So they were going no good.
So he said, hey, really what he said, because remember he's against you. So listen, the thing about it, God is trying to hold out on you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen. God trying to hold out because he know when you eat of it, you're going to be like him, knowing good and evil. God is trying to hold out on you. You better watch God. God doesn't hold out on you. Look at the adversary, the one that's against you, not only did she think that her adversary was her advocate, but then the advocate that she knew, the God that she knew was good, the God that had been good to her, the adversary tried and succeeded in making her think that the one that was on her side was against her.
Right.
Y'all with me?
God give everything in the door. God holding out, he knows, hey, you eat of that tree. He don't want you to be like him. I know y'all think it's all good and everything, but he don't want you to be like him. He holding out on me. He holding out on me. You see how Satan works? You think a person that's harming you is helping you.
Jesus.
And then you think the person that's helping you
is harming.
Because you're lying.
Yeah.
Now, the only way to really go, you got to trust in the Word of God. But if you don't trust in the Word of God, you get off of you.
Amen.
So that's the number one mistake she made. She thought her adversary was her advocate. She thought her foe was her friend. She thought her bully was her buddy. But number two, second mistake she made is that everything that's good to you ain't good for you.
Come on now. That's real.
I wish I had a witness.
Amen.
We think that everything that's good to us is good for us. If it looks good, if it feels good to us, we think everything that's good to us is good for us. She said she looked at the fruit and she said it was good for food. We should say good for food. Hey, it's going to be good. It's going to, you know. And then she said, then not only good food, that now, when she said we're good for food, that can be compared to what the Bible talks about as the lust of the flesh.
Right.
But then she said it was beautiful to the eye.
Because
it looked good. So that's the lust of the eye.
Yeah.
Right. And then she said, in desire. To make one wise.
Yeah.
That's the pride of life. So, Satan ain't really got no new tricks.
Yeah, right.
He got the same old tricks. Right. Satan runs the same old play.
Same game.
Because the same play, amen, keep winning the touchdowns in our lives.
Yeah.
That's why God, he fooled that the sheep thought what was good to her was good for her. So she took of the fruit and she ate it because she was coming to see. And then Adam came and she gave it him and he ate it. Wait a minute, Adam. God told you personally and will be holding you personally responsible.
And
that's because she ain't you.
No, don't do it. Somebody got to have to say.
say, some have said, I'm not sure if it's absolutely true, some have said the reason why Adam ate is because of his love for Eve, and he didn't want Eve to be alone. But if that's so, then he idolized Eve. He made Eve, his God, his idol. Rather than God be God, he made Eve God. And Adam a big, gigantic, huge mistake. Why was that a big mistake? Because of what was at stake.
Amen. That's it. Yeah.
It was a big mistake because of what was at stake. See, this mistake did not, and when I say big mistake, I really mean sin. I'm not trying to make sin easy. I'm really talking about sin. And really why it was a big mistake is because what was at stake. You see, our mistakes and our sin don't just affect us.
Right. Amen.
They affect all of those around us. Because, hey, before the mistake, before the sin, before the fall, before the fall, they had it all. Amen. You got to work. I mean, there were fruit, so much fruit on the tree that the tree didn't hang with fruit. Everything that grew so easy. You could cultivate things so easy. Before the fall, all the animals got along. Now, in the dinosaur world, they were carnivores. Carnivores eat meat. But they didn't turn out to be carnivores until after the fall. Before the fall, they were all omnivores. I mean, they were all herbivores. Everybody. Animals got along. Animals didn't turn to eat each other. Lion and lamb walking together.
Amen. Good speech.
Then all of a sudden, after the fall, they ate each other. The fall ruined not only humanity, but it ruined all creation. Then we get weeds. Then you have hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, forest fires, wildfires. Then you have, earthquakes and storms. And then you have all these things that happen again. You have hunger and famine. All of these things were a result of that one big mistake. One big mistake affects the whole world. In Romans 8, I say the whole world is grown. But God didn't create it to be like this. But not only that, what it does to human cause. Adam was our federal head. He was our federal head. That means he represents us. And whatever happened to Adam happened to us.
Right.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
All right. Now I need some volunteers. There's one volunteer. Thank you, volunteer. Amen. Amen. All right. This is Manny's side. Manny, this is your side. Young man, yeah. This is I'm going to pat you on this side. What's your name? Huh? Dylan. Oh, okay, man. What's Dylan? All right, okay. All right. This is your side over here. You represent all of you. Go to your people. Get over when you go to your people. All right.
Man,
this is Manny people. This is Dylan people. Now, if Manny say, he's your federal head, like Adam was our federal head. So whatever, Manny says, or Manny does, that means y'all do.
Okay.
Y'all with
me? Okay. All right.
On this side, whatever Dylan says or does, then that's good for this side. Y'all with me? So, now if man is saying that all the Dillon's people are enemies. Say that, man. All the Dillon people are what? Our enemies. So, automatically, you don't have to do nothing. Because your head said y'all the enemies. You're an enemy, why? Because they have Lucas ain't nobody enemy. Brother Calvin is saying nobody enemy. Y'all just sitting there. But man is saying enemies. On this side, Dylan says, he looks over at the manis, and he says, they are friends. Now, there may be somebody on this side that don't like. But because your federal head says that y'all are friends, then over here say, hey, they are friends. Because what he does go now, so this is Adam. Adam sinned. So Adam is a what? He sinned. But he sinned now. By the way, he said they were in it right now. You sinned. Man is stopped him. Man is sin. So when man is sin, he becomes a huh? Man, you got a tough cry. Alright. So y'all didn't do anything. Y'all not even born yet. But man says man is a sinner. Everybody on this side becomes a what? But we ain't born yet, Pastor. How do we get to be a sinner? Because man represents y'all. He's y'all federal king. So when Adam sinned, all of mankind, even before you were born, you were a born. You already sinned. Before you were born. Hell, you already headed to hell. But over here, Dylan, obedient. Amen. So even before he were born, even, amen, man is the hell side. Dylan, obedient. Amen. Done everything right, kept everything perfectly. So Dylan, obedient. So since Dylan was obedient, everybody on this side is what? Obedient. So God, what you did, whatever you do, on this obedient side, y'all help us. Y'all going to heaven not because of what y'all did, but because of what who did?
Yeah.
Y'all going to hell because of what I did, but because of who did? Man, it said everybody. Y'all see what that state?
Yeah, that's good.
Because Adam, a mistake, Adam sinned, all humanity became.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Because Christ lived a perfect life and died for our sin.
Yeah.
When you accept Christ and you come up under him as your federal head, you get to go to hell. Not because of what you did, but because of what? See, y'all see? So that's what it means. So you see what all that state? Thank y'all so much. The man is not really, the hell hound, so I'm pretty good. All right. Y'all get it? So that's what happened in the garden. Adam, don't you realize what you're going to do? It's going to affect the whole human race.
Come on now. Come on.
Lord have mercy.
They, they already got the penalty of
death. Yeah.
Even when they're born. But that's not fair, Pastor. That's not fair. That's not fair. Why do I have to? Why am I messed up because of what Adam did? And why am I getting covered with that? Why am I in sin because of what Adam did? It's not fair. You don't want it fair.
Okay.
Because not only did Adam did it, do it, but you did.
Amen.
Listen, listen, listen here. Because everybody after Adam began to make big mistakes.
Amen.
Lord, help me not to mess this up. When Abraham was waiting, trying to wait for the child that God had promised, and Sarah said, Abraham, you know, this thing not working for us. Maybe if you go in to Hagar and have a child by Hagar, maybe they can be our child. Big
mistake.
I know y'all. Angels came in to Sodom and Gomorrah and pulled Lot's family out. Pulled and Miss Lot. She was already an angel. Whatever you do, Miss Lot, keep focused on your show. Don't turn around. Miss Lot. Big. Oh, I wish I had some witness in here. Spies go in and they go in and God has already given Israel the promised land. And they say, go out and spy the land. And the spies come back with a report. They say, what did they say about the land? They say, we didn't like grasshoppers. And the people took the report of the 10 rather than the 2 that said, because God said we can do it, we can do it. When they followed the 10 rather than the 2, big
mistake. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Caleb. Yeah.
With Samson.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Was in Delilah's lap.
Oh, Lord.
And told Delilah's secret of his strength.
Yeah.
And if you cut my hair, I won't have no strength left.
Right.
Samson, big mistake. Lost his eyesight, lost his freedom, lost his strength. Big mistake because of what was at stake when David was out on the rooftop.
Yeah. Look across. Yep.
Looking at folk baby. And sit for something that wasn't his.
Right.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
You see, not only did Adam, but all of us that came after Adam have made big mistakes. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. All we like sheep have went astray, each unto his own way. So, if you want to stand on your own, you ain't going to have no choice. Because we're all sinning, and the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
If you want to stand on your own merit, we're all here about
it. Amen.
But because
thank you, Lord
God.
God, thank you, Lord
gave us federal heads,
yeah.
We don't have to stand on our own.
Yeah.
Our federal head represents us.
Yeah.
And my federal head went to the cross. And pay the price for me.
Right.
Thank you, Father. Lastly, once Adam had sinned and when he hid in the trees. Now how are you gonna hide from God? That knows everything everywhere. And you behind a little tree. And then you're gonna show you some little fig leaves together. You made a little fig leaf skirt. Fig leaf bra. Fig leaf jeans.
Yeah.
Fig leaf. Got the fig leaf tie. Fig leaf. Designed by fig leaf. Hey, got the fig leaf shirt on. Fig leaf cap.
Yeah.
English is a thing. Everybody got fear of because one but two by it. So everybody has fear. But see, that's the third mistake. The first one, she thought her adversary was an adversary. Second, she thought everything that was good to her was good for her. Third, her A now went for the cover up rather than the covering.
Okay.
They went to cover up this thing. Hide. Blame others. Cover up rather than covering. Now the Bible says they had covering, but it wasn't really fig leaves ain't really a covering. Not to count, not what God considers a covering.
Right.
That's why in verse 21 it says God killed an animal. Killed an innocent animal. And used those animal skins to cover them. Because fig leaves weren't gonna last.
Right.
And the thing when he killed the animal, it was a picture of one day killing an innocent Christ on the cross.
Uh-huh.
And we're covered by his righteousness.
The blood that was shed. Come on now.
The fig leaf is man trying to be good enough to get to God. Man trying to work on something and get him to God. But they won't get to the God. He said, no, you can't be covered with no fig leaf. You need a real covering. And the only real covering is an innocent one that's going to die. And he's going to cover you with his righteousness.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Lord.
Beauty says, thought her adversary was an advocate. Thought everything that was good to her was good for her. They thought that they chose to cover up rather than to get a cover up. And because of all of those mistakes, they made a big mistake.
You've seen all of them make big mistakes. But I say now, but wait a minute. I want to go, because I told y'all I'm going to talk a little bit about
the message about somewhere in that area.
Listen, not only did Adam make a big mistake, but I want to tell you today, Zora made a big mistake.
Who are you talking about? You know, Zora, what chapter of the Bible is Zora in? Zora? The book of Zora? Somebody looking at the index. No, not that Zora. Zora Greenleaf.
Zora made a big. Zora Greenleaf. Man, no more. I don't look at Greenleaf. No. Only fuels.
Yeah.
Zora Greenleaf is the daughter of Jacob.
Right.
And Carissa Greenleaf. Pastor the Triumph. And, you can't call. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do it because I don't think it's fair to do it. But she has been called Zora the Weed Explorer. Because she has been on the smoke a little. But Zora met Isaiah. Isaiah the church player. So you got Isaiah the church player. And Zora. You know, sometimes I ask people when they tell me, I'm thinking about dating a person. I'm I'm trying to ask about their spiritual condition. And they say they go to church.
Right.
You ain't telling me nothing when you say they go to church.
Right. Amen.
Because just like Isaiah, there's a whole lot of other church players. Uh-huh.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Isaiah is a gospel. He's a hip hop, rap gospel artist.
Right.
On the show.
Right.
And Zora and Isaiah got together. narcissistic. He loves himself a whole lot. And he wanted Zora to go to the concert with him. But Zora already had an appointment to be at her cotillion. You drive, hey, you got a ticket to the concert. Want to go to the concert? And I said, no, I can't go to the concert. I got my, you forgot, I already come. I got the cotillion on that night. But she said, why can't you can't leave and go with me? But narcissists are all talking about him.
Right.
They think the whole world revolves around.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. I said, no, no. And he gets so upset. Then he hits the brake. And with his car, he abuses her.
Uh-huh.
But when he hits the brake, she gets hit. Goes on and educates people. They get in. He hits her.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be careful. Because you don't wanna get confused.
Yeah.
And think your adversary is your advocate. A lot of times in abusive relationships, the one that you think is for you, supporting you, with you, is actually. And then you know after you hit her, and Dad came in. Dad came in because you know Sophia won't ring. Yeah, he hit so.
Say what?
You know how to say. Dad, you hit my daughter so. You know Jacob, the palace and crown.
Isaiah went to the floor.
Now Jacob is in trouble. I'm trying to say, sin don't just
affect.
Amen.
Abuse don't affect just a person being abused. Abuse affects the whole family. Because sometimes other people will go to extremes to protect the abuse. Then they get involved. Sometimes the abuser, if he can't get to the person, the spouse, or the person he's in an abusive relationship with, he'll take it out on the kids. And the kids get home. Or the kids lose their life. Abuse just don't hurt you. Isaiah's plan was so crazy, he went over Zora's grandma house. Now, anytime you go over somebody's grandma house,
yeah,
I ain't pray about this thing, but you know, I don't want to go too far. Like I have been known to go too. Anytime you roll up over somebody's grandma house, disrespectfully, run.
Yeah.
It works enough to come to the parents' house. But you're going over to grandma's house? You can't be running and rolling up on somebody's grandma. Woo, help me, Lord Jesus. I just keep that. Help me say. Amen. You're on the grandma, and then you're going to disrespect the daddy and the mom.
Yeah.
And Zora sided with her adversary rather than her advocate. Her grandma was an advocate. Grandma ain't perfect. Grandma got a problem. Daddy ain't perfect. Daddy got a problem. Mama ain't perfect. She got problems, but they all on her side and for her. And they hate the fact that this boy. Here come Anki driving up. Is that boy?
Yeah.
I think he's more afraid of Anki than what? But you know, sometimes Anki. So what I'm saying is, but she thought Now, when all this happened, she was on her way, to grandma's house with her bag because she's 18.
Yeah.
I'm 18 now. I can do what I want to do. I'm grown. Y'all can't keep me here no more.
Been there.
I'm grown. I'm doing what I want to do. What I want to do. So I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm about to. She wouldn't do what her parents or grandma, who loved her,
would. Yeah.
But she'd do everything that Isaiah the Flail asked her to do. If he asked her to jump over a tree, she'd jump over. Okay, what tree you want me to jump over? She saw all into him. When you know, they got one of these big mansions with the gates, and they had the gate code because, you know, this is before mom and dad grew up. And grandma said, leave the gate code. She said, I'm going to climb the gate.
Yeah.
You don't climb the gate to get with your enemy.
Yeah.
Rather than stand with the person that loves you, trying to straighten things out. Everything she thought Isaiah was good for her.
Yeah.
Or good to her. He's not good for her.
Amen.
Not good for her. Now, she's not bad either. She runs to the restroom and he calls her in the restroom.
Right.
Listen, and apologize. Wait a minute. That's what you see here. There's some stages.
Amen.
The first stage is the agitation stage. Mm-hmm. And the agitation stage, you got verbal and emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You got jealousy. You got questioning that won't let you go to sleep at night.
It's true.
Won't you think that you're the person at fault? Something wrong with you. It's an attack that undermines your self-worth.
Yeah.
That's the agitation stage. Always something you need wrong. Then you leave the agitation stage, you go to the acute stage. In the acute stage, you got punching, kicking, choking, forced sexual compliance, tying up, locking up, because you think that person is your property and you own them. You at the acute stage. But then, after all of the violence come in the acute state. And lastly, you got the apologetic stage. Because after you've been verbally abused, emotionally abused, threatened, blamed, kicked, punched, forced, sexual compliance, tied up, locked up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You made me. The woman you gave me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have did it. I wouldn't have did it. You made me. And then you come back because you're in a codependent relationship.
Amen. That's real. Yeah.
He depends on her to feel superior.
She depends on him.
Yeah. She depends on him, but when he feels superior, amen, it makes him feel good. She depends on him because she says, amen, since he's superior, if I can get him to show affection, if I can please him, if I can please somebody superior to me, I'll feel better about myself. Cycle. So you return to that cycle that destroys not only you, but everybody around you. Big mistake, Zora, big mistake. They disrespected your he disrespected your grandma, he disrespected your mama, disrespected your daddy, and he disrespected you.
Yeah.
Why are you with? There is a Yiddish saying that says a drowning man would grab the blade of a sword. Reason why Zora with him, because she's so desperately broken, she'll even weep for something that hurt.
Amen.
It's not the end. The last thing that really broke me up, and I was saying, you know how you talk to pity?
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to have grandma and mama. They told that daddy too bad. We don't want you to go to jail. I see him kind of snuff on that.
Right.
I had a lawyer already on wait. And he said home. Here he go. Grandma!
And mama.
Mama put it up. Stay in line.
Yeah.
We're supposed to drive over there. And Isaiah goes in line. Grandma, you say, let me go. Mom goes up. And what she does, she says, I remember when you was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I held you.
Yeah.
You know me, I hold it. My baby turned one of the babies. Imagine, you don't know what that baby going to be.
Yeah.
What they're going to accomplish.
Yeah.
How good they're going to be in their life. But you want all the best for them.
Yeah.
You want all the great things to happen in their life.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a person you gave, and you see so. And you love them so much. You just like God. You don't want them to know good and evil. You want them to know good. She goes up to the window. She talks to the door. Now, here, that's why I just saw all the things to be. All the things. Now, it seems like you're forfeiting all day. To be what I say.
That's why I want to say to you. I look at y'all, proud of when your parents look at y'all, they look at how great a future you could have.
Yeah.
Don't forfeit your future.
Yes.
Because somebody, the person you forfeit your future for, you might think they're your buddy, but they might be really be a bully.
Yeah.
Parents want the very best for you. Don't forfeit it. God wants the very best for you. Don't forfeit it. Don't. That's why we do all we can to keep our children from making a big mistake.
Right, sir. Amen.
She said, find them on free, but make a decision. Make a decision. I'm giving it to you because you got to decide now. You're going to stay with him and you can go with me. You can go with me. I'm just going to let you go.
Amen.
Sure. Amen. Now I'm saying,
yes.
There was something that would destroy you. You see.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
How long you been riding with that hat? With that attitude, with that action that's destroying your life, making a habit out of your life. How long you been riding with evil? How long you been riding with sin? God is saying to you, that like all sin is over, get out of the car. I love you. I love you so much that died for you on Calvary cross. If you come to me, I save you. And I give you a life I had expected for you. You're worth more than this.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
You got to make the choice. I can't make the choice for you. I see the angels. Holy Spirit, can you get out? Thank God. I got it. And I want to tell you this morning. If you're in the car, you can get out. You can get out. Oh, there's somebody that loves you. There's somebody that cares about you. There's somebody that's for you. He's your advocate. He's your friend. He's your savior. Amen. You may not think that you're worth saving, but he thinks you're worth saving.
Yeah.
But sometimes when sin has beat you down so much, you don't feel like you're worth it.
That's real.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good enough.
Oh,
that mercy.
But he was good enough. Oh, let me go. Big mistake. But I got one more big mistake. When I go, Satan, the crafty one, the one thought he know everything.
Yes.
He said, you know, if I can just get rid of that Jesus, if I can just get rid of Jesus,
come on.
If I can get rid of the Savior,
yes.
I can rule the thing. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take Jesus to the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to get him crucified on the cross. And I wish I would have been there. I said, Satan, big mistake. Because they put him on the cross and he died on that cross. But when he died, he was dying for you and for me. He was paying the price for our sin. He was representing us as our federal head. Gave us his right to give us our sin. And they buried him. And 3 days later, he rose again. Big mistake. If you let him alone. Should never put the nails in his hand. Should just let him alone. But because you nailed his hands and nailed his feet and he rose one Sunday morning, something gets saved. Life begins changed. And the whole world is being changed. And we said, we choose Jesus if you just let him alone.
Yeah.
But you made a big mistake.
Yes,
Friday, you made a big mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
And you thought we could keep him. You thought they could keep him in the grave. You must not know who he was. Amen. Because early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up. Oh, if you're here today, you don't know Christ, don't make the big mistake of going home without him.
Jesus.
I'm like, listen now. You got to make one. God got so much more for you.
Jesus.
God got so much for your future.
Yes.
Don't forfeit what God.
Oh God. For you. Yeah. Don't miss it.
For a bullet.
Lord have mercy.
Somebody that don't mean you. Cause sin don't mean you no good. No. The wages of sin is death. Open the door. You can open it right there where you're sitting now. I'm going to open the door.
Come on.
I'm tired of being abused by sin.
I'm tired of
sin running in my life. I'm going home with Jesus.
God.
But I know he's my real friend. What a friend we have in Jesus.
God.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry.
Oh,
I'm talking about a real friend.
God.
I'm talking about a real friend. Do you want Jesus? Musician to come. As she sang the song. I'm hoping God's Holy Spirit will in your heart. And if you're sitting in that car with sin, you begin to open the door. Say, Lord, I'm going home. I wandered far from home. But this morning, I'm going home. I'm going home to those that love me, those that got my back, those that got my best interest in mind. Lord, I'm going home this morning. Nobody loves you like me. Young people, children, don't make a big mistake choosing anybody over your parents to care about you. They got your best interests. Sometimes friends that make you go get your parents, they may not be your friend. They're not really your friend. Or your parents are your cousin. See, Zara was trying to cover up. She was trying to cover up because, amen, she was embarrassed. She wanted to work. She couldn't have told this. She got in the car. She would have said, I've been wrong all the time. And I'm embarrassed to be wrong. So rather, she could have to cover it up. I can tell she didn't really want to be there. So the tears were streaming down her eyes. And she didn't want her to be there. Wouldn't have been no tears. But she was trying to cover up. But she didn't need to cover up. She needed a cover.